This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pants Pending Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of never-ending random discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The never-ending random discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. Good. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber, 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
Stop looking at me in the eye when I'm talking. I'm a celebrity! I'm Burr Martin from the Burr Martin Experience. Never heard of me? You remember a while ago when every time you opened up your internet browser, there was some chubby dude in a white tank top making fun of his daughter's selfies? That was me. So the good news is I'm hosting a podcast, which is audio. That means you don't have to look at me. I'm also a geek and have been into comics for as long as I can remember, so as the internet dubbed me Selfie Dad, I'll be talking to parents and kids about growing up, being geeks, and how they got to be where they are now. Look, it's only an hour every other week, and since my wife is listening, the podcast is kid-friendly and family-approved. Let's call it your PG-13 podcast, but I should probably say a little more Bad News Bears and a lot less Shark Boy and Lava Girl. So look for the Burr Martin Experience every other Sunday night where you can find me on pantspending.com, iTunes, or wherever quality podcasts are found. Yeah, every other week. What am I, a machine?
Quit looking me in the eye! I see you doing it! Where's my brown M&Ms? Just the brown ones.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Just put the money on the floor, kick it over me. No cops, I said no cops.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, fashion designer Brianna Engel, with Jessica Watson filling in on the news, I'm producer Travis Swartout, and now your host, Gay Sexing Bears, Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I'm your host, Deese Casillas. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the show. Jay is out tonight, but filling in, we have Jessica Watson. Jessica, how you doing?
I'm good.
And thanks for hanging out. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
I would say, you're going to be here for a couple weeks. In reverse order, pay no attention to that, listeners. And Traz, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good to see you. Traz is dressed up like a bounty hunter from the second Indiana Jones movie right now.
I'm a hero. That's not my words.
Whose words are those?
Need a website. Why not?
Whose words are those?
An Afghanistan Lyft driver's.
So Traz gets in this in the Uber. He says, I need a hero. Traz says, I gotcha.
I get in the Lyft ride, and I've got a machete with me. It's tucked away, of
which
course
totally isn't unsettling at all.
And my Lyft driver is like visibly uncomfortable by it.
This is like a real machete, listeners. I want to paint this. I'll paint this picture to you, listeners. Draz has like a legit like leather duster on with no sleeves. And it's got like more bandolier pockets than like a Rob Liefeld drawing, if anyone gets that reference. Like two people get that. A machete, like a legitimate machete hanging outside of it. A coon skin hat and a safari hat over it. Like he looks like a villain from an Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, I'm going for a good guy, honestly.
Or are you going for the hero?
Yeah.
You're like,
I just need a whip, I think.
Yeah. Like
got a bag of treasure with me.
Yeah, there's like, he pulls out the bag of treasure. Like, it's that scene from Indiana Jones where he like flops it around his hands a couple times and he has to like move the idol out of the way real quick and put the bag of sand in. You know, he pours some in and he's like, no, too heavy, and pours a little more out and he kind of flops it around. And
exactly.
Yeah.
He's legit like that guy's dinner story tonight. Like, he's going to go home and have dinner and his wife's going to be like, did anything weird happen? And he's going to be like, yes, today something really weird happened.
Some weird things. Some weird things did happen.
I drove into a really strange neighborhood, pulled up to the weirdest house.
Yeah.
And this guy came out.
I just imagine this, like, as soon as the cab driver saw you, all I could think of was just trash.
I'm gonna get you down. You're the best around.
You just go hard, man. I'll tell you what. And Travis's answer when I asked him why he was dressed the way he was.
What was it?
We're having a fashion episode, he says.
Oh, yeah, we're having a fashion episode. Like, I don't want to be outdone. I'm dressing for the first day of the rest of my life.
All right.
They say dress for the part that you want.
That's true. That Uber driver must have been terrified for his life. He's like, oh my God, this guy is like, this is like, he's like,
I left Afghanistan. Fuck this bullshit.
Right. I wanted to get away from this stuff. Now this guy's got a machete and a safari hat. They found me. They tracked me down. Like, I got, this is why I got out of ISIS in the first place. It's funny because I wanted to, I was thinking about this today, about Uber. I've kind of talked about this before, but like the, because I took an Uber again the other night and I asked my driver this because it's something that's been weighing heavy on me. Do you guys sit in the front or the back seat when you take an Uber?
I always got in the front seat. I thought it was like so weird to get in the back. I don't know.
Do you sit in the front or the back, Traz?
If I'm with somebody, the back seat. If I'm by myself, front seat.
Okay, thank you guys. Like, I actually asked a lot of people this, and most people say they sit in the back. But like, I always sat in the front and until I, over the Super Bowl, I saw an ad for Uber and everyone was sitting in the back. All the every single person in the commercial, I'm like, have I been doing it wrong this entire time? Like, was it just like the most passive carjacking ever? The Uber driver thought it was just like the weirdest, like the most polite car thievery, like murder ever. I like accept their mints. I take a bottle of water. I ask them how their day was. Some like Patrick Bateman shit.
Right. It's like we're friends when you step into the front seat.
Yeah. So I asked my Uber driver the other day. I'm like, so I have to ask you because this has been much dispute, much contention about this topic recently. Do you prefer people to sit in the front or the back? And she's like, she goes, her answer was she didn't really care. But some people want to sit in the back, like working and don't want to talk or just want to be left alone. And I'm like, God, it's just so weird. It just seems like I felt like I'd feel really pretentious. Like in a cab, it's different. I feel like that's very impersonal. Like a cab is like more of a service. An Uber is like, it's like everyone's just your buddy doing you a solid to give you a ride.
Right,
you know?
Ride share,
it's like $5. It's like you put a text message out like, hey, I got $5 for gas. Can someone get me downtown? And then, and then they do. So
I kind of thought of it as my friendly chauffeur.
Yeah.
So sometimes that justifies sitting in the back a little bit, but I want to keep it real and sit up front.
Well, and I feel like it's such a good deal that like I should talk to the person and like give them a conversation and just be like friendly.
Yeah, you don't owe them anything.
Yeah, like it's not like a cab where you're like, no, you're just taking me somewhere. It's fine.
Right. Like I called and made an appointment for you to come pick. I like waved you down on the corner.
Yeah, and then I paid you like way too much to do like a simple task.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just so odd. Like Uber is, it's you know what I find now? Every Uber driver, though, has like a they have like the Uber sticker in their car and the Lyft sticker.
Yeah, they do both.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you do? Do you just try to do both and see who pings you on one of like? Is the job market that bad? Like, they can they not? Like, how much free time do these people have?
Do each of them just have half of it, and then? Like Lyft has half and Uber has half?
I don't know.
So pretty much the way it works is they just have two phones going. I think Uber gives you a phone. Lyft doesn't. You use your own. And then, it's just like, you know, some people use Uber, some people use Lyft. So whatever one pings them, they accept, and then they shut down the other one while they're doing that drive.
Maybe one of them pays more.
Possibly.
Yeah, because there's like peak hours and stuff.
Yeah,
that's definitely true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. There's no way. I don't understand how these people are really making that much money, though. Because how much time do you spend driving around? Just like aimlessly driving around. And then here's the deal. Like, I am either on, I'm usually on a razor tight schedule. Granted, my schedule is a little more of a nightmare than most people. Even if it's just a day off, like kind of casual day off. I'm still running errands because they're always like, yeah, I just go drive around, and if someone needs a ride, I pick them up. I'll just turn it on. I'm like, I don't have that kind of liberty in my time. I don't have time in my day where I can just be like, yeah, I got an extra 45 minutes in case anyone wants a jaunt to the north side. You know, in case anyone's going out to Spokane Valley, I'll just head out there and then turn back around. And like, you're just driving around burning gas in like this vague amount of time. Like, do you know you could spend during that time? Fucking get a job. Like, get on Craigslist and find a real job. Instead, they just drive around aimlessly and hope somebody like picks their. It's like, hopefully there's a lot of drunk assholes tonight.
Right.
So.
I think it's an extra income for people. So I think like people work at 9 to 5 and then they'll do like Friday night or Saturday night. I'll just pick drunk people up and take them home. You
but
know,
then,
I know a couple of guys that I've become real familiar with. There's one guy, James, and he's like this older gentleman, and he works a really early shift or late for me. And so he's always picking my ass up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I've like got to know him, and he treats it like a job, you know, like that's
that guy's
a
serial killer. If you're out driving around at 4 a.m., like, you just, what are you doing? Why are you, what's wrong with your life? What happened to you? Like, if you're not drunk, you're just like, I'm just sober driving around at 4 a.m. It's like, you are killing prostitutes for sure. Fuck. You are like, you're stalking your ex-wife's house or something. There's no other reason you need to be up at 4 a.m. Unless you've been doing lines all night.
Well, that's what's going down with me. But yeah, I just thought he was an honest, like, old man that got up early because that's how you did it in the 50s or whatever. But now that I know he's killing prostitutes, shit.
Yeah, you might hang out with him earlier. Weird comment. Might hang out more, man. So, yeah, it's I'm glad I'm not the only one. So there's more people that do sit in the front seat than just me. I thought I was just like the only guy who did it. And it was weird.
Well, and probably my Lyft driver tonight would have been really creeped out if I sat in the back.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, you had a machete, though.
Can you pop the trunk for me? I'm going to need to get in the trunk.
I'm a trunk guy.
You should have had him drive you, like, way out in the middle of nowhere. So you like hit a dirt road and you're like, no, keep going.
Just stare at him the whole time.
Yeah, like get out these rubber gloves and put them on. And
I'm going to uninstall this app. I'm not going to tell anybody I saw you.
Yeah, that's right. This isn't even my phone.
Well, if you guys have seen my profile picture on Facebook, that's what the Lyft drivers see. That's the only picture they get to see. Mm-hmm. And it's like me with this hat on and like anonymous mask covering my face. And it just looks really like ominous. So when they pick me up at like 4 in the morning in weird neighborhoods, like I've had them be like, yo, I was like really sketched out by your picture. And I wasn't really sure what to expect. But then it's just me. I'm always nice and pleasant.
I didn't know if it was you or not without the... anonymous mask on and your Jumanji hat. Excuse me, have you seen a guy around here with a Jumanji hat on? No? I'm looking. Oh, that's you. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm not supposed to tell anyone.
Right.
He had a bag of treasure. He told me not to tell anybody.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so I've been spending the last day or so getting ready for my trip. I'm leaving for a while, and it's been trying to, like, get everything squared away, like, button up all the projects and shit like that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you what, I realized something. I have checked out pretty hard. I am, like,
yeah.
I'm pretty checked out on just about everything. But I did notice one thing as I was going out to the, driving outside of town today to the valley to take my dog to the vet. They've got this big digital reader board off the freeway. And it's huge. It's like a color digital reader board for what used to be like a Carrington College or something out there. I don't know if it still is. And I drive by it on the way out there the first time. And on it is just a giant digital picture of a jaguar. And I'm like... And I'm waiting for, like, the next picture to flip. I'm like, is the circus coming to town? And then it's, like, a whale. Huh? And then a wolf. And then an eagle. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, you paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for this very nice, large, color digital sign, like, high-definition digital
right.
sign, like, it's outside of a casino in Vegas. And you're just showing random animals. Like, you're not even advertising anything.
Right.
Did fucking the National Park Service just, like, buy ad time on this thing just to show animals? Like, can we at least show, like, I don't know, fucking, like, lost kids? or, like, you know, job openings. anything, but like, what is the point of this? It's like the most worthless waste of money. Everyone sees it on the freeway, and I hope everyone has the same. What the fuck is a jaguar? It's like they, those aren't, we don't have those in this country. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know what that's for. Like, I don't even know on this continent. Like, why? Well, I don't understand the idea. Like, let's create this big giant thing. Spend a lot of money on it and not fucking put anything that makes a difference or worthwhile or is related to anything in our city. Not even
like public service announcement.
Right. Not even like the time, date, and temperature. Like fucking anything. Anything would have been helpful. Like a fun tidbit. Like,
yeah.
You know, like kangaroos can't hop backwards. And you're like, oh, that's okay. That's interesting at least. I mean, just like, you know, anything that is just a tidbit of information at least instead of just pictures. Like we're fucking autistic children like headed to, you know, a paint and pottery place for the day. Just it's
A
like
is for apple,
right? Yeah, anything, you know, like how like how to actually spell the word kernel or, you know, something, anything that matters, you know, like
a Schoolhouse Rock,
right? Like, you know, tell me which state is Delaware on the map, because I don't know. Just anything that maybe I'll be on Jeopardy one day. I'll be on Idiot's Jeopardy. Which state is Delaware? I don't know. One of those little ones over there. We don't need it. but I just didn't get them. Like, why are we? Have you guys been out that way and seen this? No, you guys probably don't go out the valley very much.
No.
I try not to either, but it's that's where my vet is. Not my vet, my dog's vet.
I don't like the valley.
I don't either, but
yeah,
this is where I take my dog, and it's cheap and they're good and.
Yeah,
I like
that's
them.
Good.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't understand billboards anymore either. Like, I see there's this big billboard on the main street in Spokane is the main north-south road. It's called Division. And for you listeners outside of Spokane, and on the main one as you're heading south towards downtown, there's one that says, like, Deaconess Hospital. ER wait time, and it's got a digital reader board that like changes depending on the wait time. It's like wait time 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, like,
it would take you 12 minutes to get there.
Well, not only that, but is anyone like driving to the hospital and being like, 12 minutes? Fuck, I'm gonna have to find a different hospital for my compound fracture in my leg. You know, like, if you're going to a hospital, it is an emergency. You're
right.
Just going to the closest hospital. You're probably not even driving. So, like, you're just, you're a passenger to the closest hospital.
Okay, so I actually have a story about this.
Okay.
I was at the park fucking around, and I dislocated my arm. And it was popped out, and I was like, fuck, I need to go to the hospital. Called up my ex. I was like, yo, I need a ride. She comes and picks me up and is like, what the fuck, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yo, I don't want to hear it. Just take me to Sacred Heart. And she's like, well, you should go to Deaconess. They have a shorter wait time. Like, you're gonna.
How did she know it had a shorter wait time than Sacred
Heart?
Because
of these billboards.
But
right?
I don't. Does Sacred Heart have one too?
No, they don't have competing ones, but.
Are they like
she
competing
like,
billboards? Like,
yeah, I mean, ours is only 20 minutes.
But also, if you're at that billboard, you're like 3 minutes from Deaconess Hospital.
Right.
It is literally just the closest hospital to
that
billboard.
Yeah. So that's what
it's like, what are you going to do? Drive to like the hospital in Kootenai County just because you hopefully it's got a lesser wait time.
Right. I mean, not that extreme. Deaconess and Sacred Heart are pretty close. And
yeah.
Sacred Heart's more popular. So
what's the one up north? Is that Holy Family?
Holy Family.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And but I was in the boat that you're talking about, like, yo, just get me to the closest hospital. Like, I don't care about their 12-minute wait times. Like, I'm certain that Sacred Hearts is just comparable.
Right.
Wrong.
Not.
So I get dropped off, and I come in with my shoulder out, like, in so much pain. And there's, like, hella people in the waiting room. So I go and try to talk to the lady, and I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, I feel like this is really bad. Like, can you help me out? I'm in extreme pain right now. And she's like, well, I just need to get your ID and, like, check you in, and then we can, like, figure out what the wait time is going to be. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, no. Like, I'm in so much pain. Like, it's like, I don't care about that guy that's got the flu. Like, that's like, I was like, I need to get this shit popped in immediately. Like, what's the wait time going to be like? She's like, well, I don't know. It's going to be, like, 45, 50 minutes. But, like, I can't tell you until I check you in. So I have to, like, be like, all right, fuck this bitch. Like, I heard there's only a 12-minute wait time at Deaconess.
Listen, you had a...
So I go outside. I call my ex-wife. She already had taken off. And I'm like, hey, I need you. And she was the one that told me to go to Deaconess in the first place.
Well, of course. Yeah. So, now it's like... You never listen.
You.
This is why we didn't work out in the first place. Because every time you dislocated your shoulder...
So literally that conversation, thank you, Dee. Felt good to relive that. but anyways, so she takes me over to Deaconess. Oh, it's just so painful to drive to when you got a dislocated arm. Every bump is just excruciating. So the irony is not lost on me. Should have gone to Deaconess. Get in there, 12-minute wait time, easy peasy, everything was good. Moral of the story. Those signs save lives.
They save lives, huh? All right. Well, hey, I think our guest is here, actually. So we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back with fashion designer and owner of Babs Voice Designs, Brianna Engel. All right, guys, we will see you in a second.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the f-
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me.
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, guys. Thanks for hanging out through that commercial break. And be sure to go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows on the network. We've got some great new shows, as I'm sure you know. Burr Martin, Mr. Selfie Dad himself, is now a part of the network. He is hosting the Burr Martin Experience. If you want nerd and parenting advice, we've got Brandy Rohrenbach and Alex Brew, two comics in town, hosting the new show, Bomb the Everglades, as well as Why Haven't I Seen This, The Hustle, Never Ending Random Discussion. All those great shows. Check them out. Go to Facebook, like all the shows, follow us, and also go to Patreon.com/PantsPending and kick us a couple bucks. We do this for you every single week. You can do a one-time donation or subscribe. And keep an ear out. In a couple weeks, you're going to see or hear me. I'll be on Never Ending Random Discussion. I'll be dropping by the Home Base Network in a couple weeks to bring my unique brand of comedy and challenge Andrew's censor button finger. He does censor things on his show. And I hold the record for being the most time censored on that show. In one episode, yeah. Nice. I went for the gusto. But we are back in studio. With us now, we have Brianna Engel. Brianna, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, thank you.
Brianna is a fashion designer and owner of Babs Boyce Designs.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes,
I do that correct?
Right.
Oh, look at that. And she's also putting on a great event here in town in Spokane, if you're within earshot of where this show is recorded. And we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Brianna does a lot of things. We were talking about her resume today, and it just went on and on and on. So tell us about yourself. This is the first time we've actually met. We've talked a few times, but let's give us the...
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love this idea. I love being here. It's inspiring, and it's stuff like this that made me want to do my own event. So my name is Brianna, and I'm born and raised in Spokane, Spokane Valley specifically, but I feel like Spokane's so small that, you know, Spokane.
Sure, yeah.
So, I design clothing. I've started doing that when I was a young girl. I'm petite, I'm small, so a lot of the stuff I got, I had to make it fit.
Like alter?
Yeah, to alter.
Oh, I know the lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much... Yeah.
Since I'm self-taught, I don't actually really know a lot of lingo. So a lot of times I'm like, oh, just put it together and do that.
Make it work.
Yeah, make it work. I really just am trying to cultivate a whole different type of, you know, scenery for Spokane as far as like fashion culture goes. And really, I feel like the Pacific Northwest in general, all the thrift stores, the vintage, the things that we have, the inspiration around, I just adore it. So.
Yeah. Are you wearing your own clothes right now?
I was expecting you to ask that, and I actually don't have anything really that on right now I've done myself, but I am a cosmetologist too, and I did my own hair, color, and design all that type of stuff too, so I can pretty much do anything from head to toe as far as... you know, it goes with cosmetology and makeup design, hair design, all that stuff.
What's your style as far as clothes go? Like when you design, do you have an inspiration or the way you like a certain style you design towards?
Not necessarily, no. Last night I got called a punk nerd. I was like, okay. He's like, yeah.
What
you
about
know.
Your fashion?
Yeah, he's like, you're kind of punky, but you're kind of nerdy. And I was like, okay. I had jeans and a leather coat on. So I was like, okay, I was going for the fawns, but whatever. No, not really. I wouldn't say I'm definitely like vintage clothing. I'm inspired by like the 20s. I like kind of that full-figured woman, very dapper style, you know, very classy.
Right.
But I also like real funky 70s, you know, funky stuff.
Yeah.
It's like colorful and crazy.
Do you do just women's or do you do men's clothing?
Right now, just women's. I kind of like to venture out, but since I'm self-taught, it's hard to make clothes for a man when I'm not a man.
Wait, that's true.
So I'm sure it would be easy. It's kind of, you know, more boxy style, but no, I haven't really started there yet.
But you could.
I could, definitely. You could.
So hold on. I'm going to throw this up on the...
yeah.
So here's a couple. We threw a couple of... Brianna's from her Facebook page up here. Is that you?
Yep, that is me.
You got some leg muscles. Jeez.
Yeah, I ran track in eighth grade. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never lost those, obviously, yeah, those muscles there. So there's something that's like a start to finish.
All right, nice. Where do you get your, do you like buy your garment, like what do they call that? your garment, like your clothes? Do you buy like the fabric, and then what, or do you like alter things that are already slightly made, or
kind of all of it? It really depends on what my inspiration is at the time. But I have literally collected things since I was a young kid that I've packed around and got storages for, just so I could hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
To basically, you know, take things even if it's a button from something. So I never throw any kind of article of clothing away. Fabric, and people over the years started donating things to me just because I'm like, oh, that's mm-hmm. cool. You're going to throw it away. I'll take it. So again, kind of going back to the Evolution of Poverty being the name of my event, kind of comes from making something out of nothing.
That's awesome.
Kind of where I'm coming from, really, you know?
Cool. Yeah, I like that.
Very, again, coming back to going to the thrift store, and, you know, sometimes they offer bags of jewelry that's all broken and for cheaper, and I go and grab that and go through it, and you'd be surprised what you find in there, and then put stuff back together.
Well, let's talk about the event. So that's on April 25th at the Pin in downtown Spokane, which is 412 West Sprague Avenue?
Correct.
Okay, good. Yep. Done enough shows there to remember now. Finally. And that is April 25th at 8 p.m.?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Or doors open at 7.
Okay. So. And tell us about the event. What was the catalyst of the event? What's the event about?
So it is my birthday the next day, so it kind of started as a birthday party since I didn't celebrate last year. And then I realized that I had been talking about all this fashion stuff that I make all the time, and I really wanted to find some way to show it off. So I decided that I would gather 10 of my friends, my mm-hmm. lady friends that are beautiful, and make them model my clothing for me. And so I'm excited to get them out there. I'm going to have my nieces involved, who one of them just turned 18, the other one's 13. And get them involved, and then live music. So,
and who's doing the music?
I have three different performers all together. The first one is my dad, who is a self-taught musician. He's been in a band. He plays acoustic, bass, a few other different instruments, but he'll be playing acoustic.
Nice.
We'll have Brother Nature on the set, and he's more of like a hip-hop.
Yeah, I know Brother Nate. He's done some shows for us before.
Yeah, very, very artistic. We'll have Liv Lucid.
Actually, Traz, that's one of your good buddies.
Yeah, good people. Liv Lucid, too, or Olivia, will be doing some tribal fusion belly dance.
Okay.
So that'll be a fun set. And then I'll have a band called The Funeral Homies, who are some guys I went to high school with, who will be performing, too.
What kind of music do they do?
Is
it like Celtic?
No, they called it bromance funk.
Bromance funk. It sounds with a name like Funeral Homies, like, you know, it's going to be interesting music.
Yeah. They're a good group of guys. They had a band in high school called Crunch Rap Supreme because they worked at Taco Bell.
Sure.
It's good stuff. Nice. So I was excited to have them on there too. We'll also be having makeup done by Victoria Coley, who is a makeup artist, and then hair by Tay Thomas, who I'll be helping with that too. And then a lot of other people that'll just be, you know, involved, as far as I have somebody catering food for the performers and the other artists involved. And her name's Jacqueline. She's a chef that's here locally that caters to other events and stuff.
Very nice.
So, super excited for all the collaborations. And bringing people together.
Yeah,
that's one of the interesting things about Spokane is the eclectic groups of people that come together for events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way you can pull people together, and how the artistic scene is very tied together, whether it's, you know, music, fashion, even comedy and things like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
the crossover is so interesting, and like artists, visual artists, and stuff like that. Like, there's this weird crossover, and everyone kind of knows each other and does things at the same events, and it's really a great, I don't think you find that in a lot of other cities.
I wonder, because I've never been anywhere else.
No, okay.
The same, I don't know, because sometimes I feel like there is some lack of respect, but then I think it all does come back to what you're saying. We all just appreciate each other, because the artistic, putting yourself out there is
mm-hmm.
hard.
Yeah.
Getting feedback from people is, you know, sometimes can be hard, but I'm excited for the journey, and everybody's been so nice.
Well, Spokane's a big city in its infancy, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been the second biggest city in Washington State for a long time, but we are still an infant as far as, because we are outwardly looking in, we are a big city, or we're a little city, but we're actually a big city and we don't know it yet.
Yep, we're still
trying to figure that out and like make it, you know, we don't know how to act. So we're very much in our infancy. And watching the arts grow, I've lived here for 8 years. I moved here from LA. So, you know, coming from a big city and watching it kind of develop has been really interesting, and the ebbs and flows. But there's a lot of great things happening. And I like things like this and people who are out there, you know, trying to bring people together and have events that are interesting and different, you know. And I mean that in a good way, that where you have opportunities to kind of meet people outside of your comfort zone and your box and do different things. So.
Yeah, I love it. There's been a lot of things popping up, too. Lots of local shows, open mics, other fashion events, designing things. Mm-hmm. You know, Runway Renegades is coming up. That's always a good one, too,
yep.
That supports local donations and stuff like that. So I love it here. I love Spokane. I'm excited to take advantage of what you just said.
Yeah, there's lots to do. Mm-hmm. I guess what's the long game for you, Brianna?
Well, I went to school for cosmetology and I modeled for a long time. And like I said, I've been designing clothes. So I wanted to figure out how to put that all together and take advantage of our growing city. And mm-hmm. so as far as like a 5-year plan or something, I'm trying to definitely establish myself as a designer, custom stuff, anything down to even like curtains and, you know, stuff like that, interior design. And really just put myself out there and cultivate a brand and a lifestyle that can bring people together and do more events like this. Hopefully stuff for our local homeless, you know, food drives, donation things. Basically just try to get out there and really just build something from the ground up.
All right. If you do a food drive, just don't work with Second Harvest.
Okay.
Fuck those guys.
I want to do it more personal, you know, hand the food out
there
to
you
people,
go.
Kind of cook. You know, maybe more of something where you cook food and hand it out or something along those lines.
Yeah, I did an event with a couple years ago, and I did a charity event with Second Harvest, mm-hmm. and they were the biggest pain in the ass to work with and so unappreciative of, like, when I find the lady kept blowing off my calls about wanting to work with them for this event, and then finally when I called them, she's like, yeah, we'll have someone bring down a box and come down and, like, okay, well, can you guys promote it on your Facebook page too and things like that? Let's make this a big event. And they never did. And then the day of the event, like, they were like, you know, we're not going to be able to have someone go down there, but if you want, you can like come pick up a box or something, I guess, if you want to. And I'm like, fuck you guys. I was trying to work with you guys for like a good cause. Now I'd never work with them again for any type of charity.
Well, that's why there's no food there.
Crap.
Yeah.
It was lack of.
So, you know, when you have those charities that are more for profit than actual good works. But
corporate fascist charities.
God, Jerez.
That's right. Corporate fascist charities.
Got to start our own.
So that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I love it. There's, you know, there's certainly a big need for that in Spokane. So, but. All right. Well, go to the pin. That's 412 West Sprague Avenue at 7 p.m. on April 25th. It's going to be a great event. Sounds like a lot of fun. Bands, music, fashion, hot girls in Brianna's clothes.
Yeah, drink specials.
Drink specials. All those things sound good.
A piñata.
Ooh,
piñata,
now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, there'll be a cake. I was even thinking about blowing
fiesta.
Up a picture of myself and playing like pin the something on Brie. You know, like what would you guys pin?
Oh, what would you pin?
Because I haven't thought about
good
what.
Necklace.
Yeah, or yeah.
See, earrings.
Because it is all ages, so I can't be too.
Oh,
like,
it's all ages.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
You can't be like, where are my nipples?
Yeah.
Where do you think they are?
We could.
Yeah. I get those kids early. They got the internet. They know what's out there.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
We just had that conversation.
Yeah.
I have a 3-year-old. So
oh,
I'm like,
okay.
Not
uh-oh.
Ready.
Does it's a boy or girl?
A girl.
Does
yeah.
she know how to do everything already? Does she know, like, there's no...
Yeah, she's very, very independent.
There's no secrets anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like the
pointless.
You know, the Pandora's box is just open from birth.
Yeah.
There's no mysteries of the world any longer, right?
True story.
You know, mm-hmm. you just have access to everything. You just look at, you're desensitized and dead inside. Like, it should take... The world should grind you down and kill you slowly. You shouldn't be dead inside from birth. That's terrible. Like, everyone should be crushed their soul slowly like mine.
Yeah.
That's way better.
Play. Just be surprised after you're 30. Like, oh, yeah. Wonder what it feels like to have feelings.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, I remember it.
I think I used to feel
I don't
things.
Have feelings.
What happened to that? I'll just drink more.
It's easier not to, yeah.
So, yeah, the wacky kids. All right. Well, let's, how about we, you got anything else you want to promote or... That's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one for now. I mean, we have Devin the Dude coming up this month too on April 28th at the Palomino.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Do you know Devin the Dude? He's dope.
I do know Devin the Dude. I saw him last time he was in town about
There's
6 years ago.
Meet and greet too. He's doing a meet and greet at Cinder on Division.
All right. Nice.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan Rick. He's put on a lot of great shows over the years. 420 is coming up that week too, and I'm sure there's events. Earth Day. Autism week or month.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Monica's going to want to do an event. She always does the autism awareness thing. I'll have to get with her for that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That just reminded me of something else. Okay. Well, let's lots of events. Go check them out. Go to also, if you go to Babs, that's B-A-B-Z, Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E, Designs on Facebook. Like and follow Brianna's page.
Thank you.
Check all our updates, and yeah, go to the event at the pin on the 25th. All right, let's see. Jessica, are you ready to get into some?
Yeah, I got some news.
Some news.
I got some news.
We got some news.
Yeah, I got some news.
Are you pregnant?
No.
All right.
I only have one ovary. You know that.
That's true.
No, I actually had no idea, but.
Oh,
and I didn't know that.
Glad we're bringing it up.
I tell everyone all the time.
Really? Hi, I'm Jessica.
Sorry
about. I asked you if you wanted paper or plastic.
I can't make decisions. I only have one ovary.
All right. Let's get into the news here.
Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world, this is the Social Hour News.
Okay, I'm really excited about this one.
Oh, good. I can't wait now.
Okay, good. I like all my news. Okay, so Palm Beach County.
More Florida?
More Florida.
I thought they were drowning underwater, we found out. Aren't they underwater?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Still alive, apparently.
The dick of America.
It can't happen soon enough for me.
Okay.
So
Palm Beach County. What's happening in good old Florida?
So Palm Beach County is considering there's a special... they want to do a special tax for Trump's Mar-a-Lago visits.
Oh,
because
the
he's there
thing.
So often.
The golf thing.
Yeah, because he's at his club so often, and I guess it costs him like $60,000 a day when he visits, and it's cost him $2 million since January
to go golfing.
Mm-hmm. That's just an overtime for the police force.
What?
Holy shit!
Yeah. So okay, and then get this. So they want to put a levy on his resort, but he doesn't pay taxes on it like it's a hotel because it's a club. And he's getting a tax break on it already anyways, because he surrendered the rights to develop it because he bought it from the post-serial heiress.
The what? Oh, post-serial heiress.
Yeah.
Got it.
The post-serial heiress.
Like, I was I was smashing those words together.
You're smashing
like
it together.
Postmodern
Don't
art.
Smash
right.
It
I was like, post-serial eras? What's this post-serial? What was the past? What was the, are we in the pre-serial era then? What's the current serial era? I don't understand.
We're currently in cornflakes.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't sure what was happening.
Yeah.
The 90s were Tony the Tiger.
Serial heiress. You know what? That's probably the worst thing to be an heiress of.
Is cereal?
Cereal. That's got to be the worst heiress of all. Like, out of all the heiress, when you go to the heiress party, like, when you walk in, you're like, oh, there's that post cereal. Like, you're not even Kellogg's. You're Post.
It's better
you can't
than...
hang out with General Mills. Please, Post. What do you have? They've got Kellogg's. You've got... Oh, great. You've been riding off Raisin Bran for years now. That's your best goddamn cereal. Really? Raisin Bran? You can't even, you know... When you try to do the extra raisins, you can't fool us. That's just Raisin Bran still.
Yeah.
You sons of bitches. You fucking try and fool us with your... post cereal. Oh, what, honey bunches of oats. Yeah, that's good. Great. When I want to chew on bark, when I have an oak tree for fucking breakfast. Post. Ridiculous. God, haven't you ever heard of sugar? Or honey, at least? God damn them. Okay, so
having diabetes for breakfast.
Have your diabetes for breakfast. Mmm. tastes like sweet smelling urine. They got no respect. Those post heirs.
It's ridiculous.
Post cereal heirs.
It's ridiculous. It's grape nuts.
Yeah, right. That's all they got. Great. Yeah, you're big in old folks homes.
Right.
You know what we're big in? Spoons of millennials. Yeah. They're eating bowls full of us for three meals a day. General Mills. Post them. I don't know I'm going with any of that. So he's getting levied on the golf thing. You know what though? Okay. Back to Trump real quick. The one thing about this is like I don't fault the guy for working the system in our fucking loopholes that like we created in the system. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like we fuck the tax system sucks.
Oh yeah.
And especially the more money you make, granted these guys make a lot of money. I get it. But like they just get screwed on their taxes. And then we create a system where there's loopholes. So of course they're going to take the loopholes. Like why wouldn't you, if I was making millions of dollars you want to take 57% of it? Like, I'm still pissed because, like, this year alone, I had to write a check to the government for my taxes for $2,053 at the end of the year. That was my
Seriously?
That was my tax bill. Yes. Whoa. Last year is $1,737.
And like, Hannah's due all the claim, isn't she?
Yeah, she's due all the claim. She's not going to school either. God, lazy, lazy pseudo-daughter of ours. But if there's a system where you create your – if like, how much – can you fuck these guys and then expect them to not, like, take the loophole?
Right.
And, of course, try and make, you know, like, save some cash. I would, too. I just, after this year, while I was getting screwed on my taxes, I'm having to create an LLC for me. He's creating an LLC for me just to fuck so I can, you know, save money on my goddamn taxes. Like, I'm sorry I was responsible and I don't have kids and sorry.
Yeah.
I make some money and I want some of the money I make.
Right.
Like, I don't want to pay for everything else.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. I know for wanting the money I work hard for. I'm a dick. So, but I am glad they're trying to, you know, get him for being there all the time.
Well,
like, all
so,
he's done is
yeah,
golf. So he bitched
that's all
about,
he does.
He bitched about Obama golfing and then he.
Right.
You know.
That's the whole thing of it.
I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but I don't. Listen, if you're the president, just if you're going to golf, here's what I want. In between holes, just have someone walking next to you with a file open. And just like
right.
pointing
so
at
it like-
pointing at it real dramatically and making it look like you're working. I don't even need anything to be in the file.
Right.
It could be an empty file. It could just be a picture of cats. But like I want you the illusion. I want you to at least pretend like you're working so people look be like, I think he looks like he might be doing something.
Right.
Instead of just like, fuck you, I'm golfing.
Right.
Like I'm just golfing.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm
gonna
go again next weekend too. Kiss my ass,
yeah.
America.
Yeah.
Like, just give me the illusion. Have the decency to at least give me a reach around and make me feel good about this whole situation.
Well, they say he spends like so much time there that he's basically like working out of his own club.
Oh please.
So well, he's not working though. I mean, he's not even really the president.
Right.
Is that like a thing that happened?
Pence is back
in
the White House. You know, running stuff, doing whatever he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Conversion therapy and shit like that. You know? like, okay, really? What
for
year is this?
For a guy whose last name is, like, so close to penis, like, you think he would, like, maybe
no,
kind of be cool
right.
with it?
I think that was the spark that got him going.
he's just afraid. He's afraid he's going to be converted.
Yeah.
He's like right there and he wants it, but he won't let himself go. That's his problem.
He's at every gay event.
Right. Anyone who's that angry about it is like, you're like.
Well, he doesn't have. I mean, if he's acting like that, he doesn't have a rape equilibrium curve. Like, we all know.
He's just right there in it.
Right.
So he's okay. So he's golfing all the time. He's spending all the money. We're all going to die soon anyway, right? This Syria-Russia thing is boiling over.
If he was doing his job, then we wouldn't.
Well, what's the job? What is his job there? Like, what are we?
I don't know. He could have, like, got on Facebook after that gas attack and just, like, read what people had to say about it before he was like, I'm just going to bomb everybody. I mean, it's like, the job's not that hard at this point.
Right.
Like, just hop on Facebook, hop on Twitter. Like, everyone's got something to say. Like,
yeah.
Just fucking read some
shit.
Are
those the people that we should be listening to, though? People on Facebook and Twitter? People have the time to be on Facebook and Twitter all day.
Well, he's on Twitter. I mean, whoever, that's what he does. He's on Twitter all the time.
We shouldn't listen to him either.
Right. We have to, though, because he's like kind of in charge.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? It's like when you were like at that age where you didn't really, like, you almost kind of needed to be babysat still, but not really.
Yeah.
And your parents got someone who was just like almost kind of your age. But like at that point, they were like a peer. But they still babysat you, and you're, and you knew they were dumb.
But they're kind of hot,
right? You're like, why are they? Like, why are they in charge? You know, like, oh God, like, I could do this. I don't need you. Like, I'm as smart as you.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Oh. Yeah, so that's why I feel like yes, we should get our advice from Facebook and Twitter, because it's like either that or a congressional hearing, and those guys are just
let's
like
go with that.
Full
I like
shit.
The congressional hearing
really
better. More than Facebook and Twitter. Yeah.
You can't
sure.
listen to everyone on Facebook and Twitter.
See, I feel like there's gonna be way less memes in a congressional hearing, and I don't know if I'm comfortable.
I think
with that.
That's the best way to communicate with a guy like Trump, though.
You want to like base our judicial system off of memes?
Yes, it would be a start. The right direction.
That's a good idea, but it makes this cat sad.
Yeah.
Just show Trump a couple of those bad Kermit memes, and he'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I need to rethink things.
Oh, man. Maybe that's right.
Channeling my evil Kermit.
Hey, Syria, cash me outside.
How about that?
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. Way to go, Trump. He's not going to make it 4 years, right?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. He's I don't have not. Any. I mean, I'm not going to bet on it, but I'm saying like September 18th.
Dude, what could he be the first?
Are you planning something?
Quit?
That was oddly accurate. Like, you
7 days after 9/11.
I kind of almost want some retaliation. Like, I kind of want to be like, oh no, don't blow up the White House or Florida. We love it so much.
Love
that
Florida.
Would really make all of us really angry. Is if you bombed D.C. except for with Bernie, just when Bernie Sanders is on vacation, because we hate him.
Right, he's terrible.
So much. But then the rest of them, it's like we just love all those guys. Don't hit us where it hurts, or like in Florida.
They could take out Boston on the way.
Boston.
Take out Boston.
Get your khakis.
On the way.
Khakis. Boston. Get your khakis.
Yeah. Knock it out while you're on the way. Boston and maybe Puerto Rico, too. We don't need them
either,
right?
So, but you got to act like you love it so that if ISIS is listening, then they're like, oh, well, that's where we're going to hit them. You know, like, love Boston. We love Washington, D.C., and, like, all of Florida.
Yeah, and
we don't want to build a wall around it or make, like, we can just make a different penis-shaped state. I mean, the borders aren't stagnant. Like, let's just draw one.
Yeah, we can draw it however we want.
Hawaii.
No one knows.
Kind of close.
Yeah. I'm not a topographer. I don't know the fucking difference. They could be lying to me anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, fuck Trump. Who cares? He's not going to make it.
He's not going to make
it. We're all
going to
die.
No, no.
North Korea is going to bomb us soon anyway.
They don't have, like, any... They don't have anything. They just act like they do.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. If they're shifty over there.
We have to ask Dennis Rodman.
I will next time I talk to him. We're playing golf at Mar-a-Lago next weekend, so I'll ask him. But yeah, just wouldn't you, if you were the president, wouldn't you just be like, listen, for 4 years, I'll just buckle down and I'll get one of those like simulated golf machines in my instead of the bowling alley downstairs at the White House. I'll have Tiger come over and he'll bring some mistresses and we'll fuck around for a little while and hit some balls and then call it good. You know, like, well, you don't need to be on the golf course.
Right.
Like, it's not good. He's not making the tour, probably.
He's like that kid that you work with that's never at work, and he's so obvious, and you always wonder why, like, he doesn't get fired, and everybody's like, fuck that guy.
But he still has his job.
And then he's there all the time. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. But I like the idea of making, I guess, if they're trying to do something to make him pay more for whatever. But the thing is, it just goes to Florida.
Right.
It just goes to pay for a state we don't need. Like, if it went taxes, let's go to pay for shit that would be useful. So it's just going to go to, you know, whatever they do with taxes in Florida, wrestle gators. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. I'm not real up on Florida. What happens in Florida?
They spend a lot of money draining the swamp. But yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need a swamp, right? I don't want a swamp.
It's just flooding.
Where do they drain it to?
Like a different swamp? They
just Puerto Rico.
Yeah. And you thought Zika was bad. All right. What else is going on this week, Jessica?
Oh, the rest of my news?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to talk about that United Airlines flight. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Where the guy got dragged off the United Airlines flight?
What happened?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I heard people talking about it, so
can you find like
sure
can you find like the Yahoo News, like the Twitter? I was gonna go through the Twitter stuff, but my phone's over in the thing.
Video. This guy got pulled off this plane.
Yeah.
So I'll pull it up and have you guys kinda watch it. Hold on.
So I'll talk while he's doing that. So this United Airlines flight, they overbooked by 4 seats. So they had to get rid of, and they'd already boarded, so they had to pick 4 passengers to go. Sit. Nobody wanted to go, so they offered $400 and an overnight in the hotel, and nobody wanted to go. So then they said $800 and an overnight in the hotel, and, like, nobody wanted to go.
Where were they going? This place must be magic.
It was going from Chicago to Louisville.
Okay, give me $800 in a hotel room.
Right. So nobody's biting, and then they randomly picked 4 people to leave the flight. Well, the 4th guy, they tell him to leave the flight, and he was like, I'm a doctor. I can't. I have patients that I'm seeing. I can't miss this flight. And they forcibly removed him from the flight, but they hurt him in the process. Like, these marshals came in and, like, dragged him out. Like, dragged him down the aisle. Okay. He was bleeding.
Here, I will. We'll show the video. Yeah. It's down here if you guys
He's found the video.
Can't
the pilots drive to
Louisville? This whole situation was caused by corporate greed. They don't have to overbook, by the way.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god. No! My guys, my god! What are you doing?
Oh shit!
No! Yeah. Wrong. Oh my god! Look at what you did to him! Oh my god!
Good work.
Good work. That guy voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah, the police grabbed the guy. He's an older doctor. He was cut out before
the fucking dude.
No respect.
So that's like, I feel like a crime if anybody besides a corporation does it.
Well, corporations are people, right?
Yeah, they are, legally. Unlike fucking animals, who you can rape anytime.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my
yeah, it was. So, there's the video. The what they pulled him out of the seat, like, knocked his face on one of the chairs, like, busted his nose open, too, though.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. yeah. There's
like, you have the right to make a transaction with a company, and it's like a legally binding agreement. Like, they fucking said that they would fly you, and you gave them money. Like, there's no like bullshit ass. Like, oh, it's a lotto. One of you guys gets kicked off. It's like, dude, no.
Yeah.
I'm glad that guy was stuck up for himself and like refused to get off, and I'm glad he got his ass beat. So we're watching it and talking about it. Cause that's messed up.
Yeah, it's a crazy,
and it's like
thing.
It's stupid rules. Like, they could have been like, okay, 4 of you guys have to fucking stand. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, we're probably not going to get in a plane wreck, and if we do, like, fuck your
seat. Yeah, you're
going to
die anyway. Yeah. Like, your seatbelt is not going to make you live.
So.
Like, I guess they were, the spots they needed were for employees, actually, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not for it wasn't necessarily overbooked. They needed flights for spots for employees who were traveling.
Oh, okay.
Also,
they should have been the first ones to go.
Yeah. It's just such a weird thing. Like the so, because you know, obviously they always overbook. But you have to consider. So this is my weird devil's advocate coming out of me. If you want to fly from Chicago to Louisville for $39, of course they're gonna overbook. Like they don't make money on that. Like they're gonna fucking overbook. And if someone asks to like you to get off the plane, like at that point, like don't you just leave? Like not that they should have dragged this guy off the plane. Like that's fucked up, right? Like it was forcibly, but like. Personally, as a man, I'd just be like, well, I'm biting the bullet. Let's fucking go and get this over with. But, like, the, you know, like, when you, it's like, we were talking about Sears earlier. And Sears is a shit store. And everything's really fucking cheap there. And that's why it's a shit store. Because everything's super fucking cheap.
Yeah.
If you want to go to fucking... Brookstone, you're going to get really great service and you're going to pay a shit ton for everything. You know, if you want to guarantee your flight is comfortable, charter a NetJet. But if you want to pay $39 for a fucking cross country flight, you're probably going to get fucked sometimes. Like it's just kind of the like the reality of the situation. You kind of got to understand like the value you're getting. Like there's a difference between going to McDonald's and going to Morton's Steakhouse. Like you're getting a different value and you're getting a different service. You know, sometimes McDonald's might drag you out of your seat and roll you like the fucking mafia, I guess. but I would have just left. I'd have been like, "Fuck it, I'm out. I'm just leaving."
Right?
Like you're a shit business, and I'll take. I will only fly Delta or not Delta. I'll only fly Alaska Horizon anymore.
Alaska?
Yes, it's the only. Yeah, you should be.
I can hear you. Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah, that
sounds different though.
Mm. Let's see. Can I hear you?
Yeah.
I think I can hear you.
Okay.
You guys hear Jessica?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. I can't really hear me.
I don't think that plane should overbook at all because it's like you can just charge, you know, whatever, $39 or $50. It's like you can max out 100% that booking, and then it's like they use the idea that, oh, like sometimes people cancel. Who fucking cares if that person canceled? Have non-refundable tickets. It's like,
oh, that's really loud.
You book it out at 100%, and then if five people cancel, then you still charge those five people for flaking out, and then you can have five random people that want to jet set around take their spots, or you can just have nobody fly, and it's like there's more room and peanuts on the plane.
More room. We can't have peanuts because people are allergic to peanuts, and peanut dust might make someone go into anaphylactic shock.
I got peanuts before on a flight.
Oh, whoa.
Like recently?
Mile High Club.
Yeah.
did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Cammy brought me peanuts like at the beginning of the month too that she got on a flight.
Next time I get peanuts on a flight, I'm crushing them shits up.
Just
and going.
Throwing, doing like a LeBron like James.
Yeah.
At the start of a bat.
Bring an EpiPen if you're allergic to shit.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
capitalism.
I got bumped from a flight once, and actually it's the last time. Was it? It might have been United. It was United or American, and they're both airlines. I'll never fly again. But I don't remember which one it was this time, and I got bumped from a flight. They overbooked, so I didn't have a seat. And I'm like, well, fuck, okay. And the guy goes, come back later. Come back after we board the flight, and we'll get you a hotel for the night. We'll get you a free, you know, we'll get you on the first flight home in the morning. We'll get you a meal voucher, and we'll give you a free flight, like, at a later.
Yeah.
You know, you have, like, a, you know, like, $600 air credit or something. And I'm like... fine. Like, luckily, I wasn't a doctor that needed to be home or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just like, fine, fuck it. So, I went, I left and had a drink, and I came back, and the guy, like, okay, I'm just here to talk about, you know, what's going to happen, or, and he goes, there you are. Like, I've been looking for you. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm here. He goes, well, we found a flight that we could have gotten you on. And I'm like, okay, is it still here? he's like, no. You go, okay, well, then what about then let's figure out some other shit. And he goes, well, we could have gotten you on a flight, so we're not gonna do that for you now. And I'm like,
what?
And I go, oh, no. Well, no. And he goes, well, we could have gotten you on a flight. He goes, well, you left. And I go, you told me to come back later.
Right.
I said, I can't come back if I don't ever fucking leave. If you would have said, stay here and we'll work it out later,
right,
I would have stayed here. But you said, come back
later,
which infers that I would leave at some point and right. then return to this location. And I was a little angry. But they gave me all that stuff. They said they were going to.
That's shady, man. People are too corporate sometimes. Like, they just want to use like a little weird technicality. Like, oh, yeah. Sorry, the paperwork said that you couldn't do this. Like, we're not doing it now. And it's like, dude, you fucking little bitch. Like,
yeah.
I was getting drunk at the airport. Like, what would you do? Get drunk at the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, motherfucker. Give me my free shit. It's not coming out of your paycheck. Like,
yeah.
United Airlines isn't going to go broke over my hotel room.
Like, right.
Don't be a fucking dickhead, man.
Actually, that was the time I met. Do you guys know who Simon Pegg is?
It sounds familiar.
He's the guy from like Shaun of the Dead and Fuzz and stuff.
Yeah.
He's so British actor.
Yeah.
I was at LAX and I was flying out of LA and I obviously at LAX. Fucking obviously. I was at LAX. I just like to grab. I like, you know, I like their chilies to go before I go and fly to San Francisco. And. When I left the terminal, I went to this tequila bar in LAX, and I sit down there, and there's these two guys next to me having drinks. One guy next to me, and then the far guy, and they're just sitting there talking. And I sat down, and they were talking like they were friends, like they knew each other, like they grew up together or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like they were just they were already talking when I sat down, and then they get up to the far guy gets up and he goes, hey, can you, he hands me a camera. He goes, can you, or like a phone. He goes, can you take a picture of us? And I'm like, sure. I'm like, this, you know, they're probably just don't see each other often and they're going to have a picture and off they go. So I remember snapping the picture of the two of them. And then I look at the camera and I look at the guy who's right next to me. I'm like, this guy looks familiar from somewhere. Where have I seen this guy?
Yeah.
And the guy takes his phone back and leaves. And the guy sitting next to me still, I'm like, where do I know this guy from? And I'm like, I started thinking, I'm like, I think he might be in movies. And I go, you, I go, you are from them newfangled moving pictures, aren't you? You are one of those guys. And he goes, yeah, my name's, I'm, you know, and I, or new. He goes, yeah, I do movies. Like, what's your name? He goes, Simon Pegg. And I go, that's right. You go, I go, well, let me buy you a drink. And he goes, no, you don't have to do that. And I go, well, I feel like I should because I've seen none of your movies. I feel like I at least owe you a drink. And then he laughed and we had a drink and then we made out.
That's awesome.
No, not really.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, we didn't make out. But then he left forever. And then I screamed.
You're never gonna make out with him then if you just let him leave.
God. Oh, too bad.
You
maybe
miss
one day.
100% of the shots you don't take, Deez.
It's true. That's true. I just sat there and had shots. All right. So don't fly United. Fuck them. anything else?
I like the tweets that are coming out about it.
What are they?
What are the tweets?
Oh, like they're just people are thinking of like new slogans for United. And my favorite one was like, we put the hospital in hospitality.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
We can probably look up the tweets. Let's look up the tweets.
Oh, let me see here.
You'll probably find it on the news.
They're all over the place now. Their stock has got to be like plummeting.
Oh yeah, I think they lost like 400 million in the first.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I did see.
Trez is like excited because he hates the corporate.
Twitter.
He hates everything.
No, I hate corporate too.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's Twitter. What I don't hate everything. For? I love United Airlines Twitter response.
I imagine.
Yeah. I found it on like Yahoo News.
Like that guy was a doctor.
I'm gonna find it.
He's probably like a free
doctor
for little
kids.
Like I really need to go down there to do this brain transplant. And they're like, sorry, our corporate lottery drew you. You have to go. I was like, what about that fucking bum? He's like, oh, man, sorry, man. I'm going to another party with my bros this weekend. He's like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's kind of how
kick
I felt
that
about
guy
it
off.
Too,
and they're like,
a little bit.
Nope,
like,
sorry. We drew your number. You are seat 14B. Is that right? And he's like, bitch, yeah, I am 14B. But it's like, I don't want to go.
Why don't you take that somebody's aunt that's sitting over there in the pajama pants? Like, I have shit to do. Yeah.
She wasn't 14B, sir.
Yeah.
We drew 14B. They just are so annoying. It's like, I get that. I get that you drew 14B, but it's like, redraw. Oh, we can't do that. Why can't you have a redrawing?
Well, like, based on precedence, you know?
Precedent, yeah. We don't want to set the wrong idea for future situations like this, sir. We drew 14B and you have to go.
Well, but so then I had seen another article on Washington Post that he'd lost his medical license at some point to the state of Kentucky or I don't know. It was something.
A straw man argument.
But
now
it's
we're
like,
just slandering
it's like that's
it.
Another one of the victim blaming kind of things.
Okay, let's see.
We beat his ass, but he was anti-vaccine.
Right.
So here's
fuck him.
Here's a couple. We put the hospital in hospitality.
Yeah.
Not enough seating. Time for a beating.
Oh my god.
Where the customer is never right. Just beaten. I like the one they've got. This one, it's like just Negan from The Walking Dead walking up and down the aisle. Yeah, I'll show you guys on this one. This one is a good one. Which is from The Walking Dead with his baseball bat.
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Now featuring presidential class. Little
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, little Jack. What's his name from
Air Force One?
Yeah, there you go. What's his name? Jack Ryan.
We spend our PR budget on pretzels.
Oh, man. Let's see. This is the new United Airlines. Let's see if we can find more of these.
Not enough seating time for a beating. That's gold.
When we say, and there won't be a problem.
Hold on.
We're United Airlines. You do what we say, when we say, and there won't be a problem. Capiche? If we say you fly, you fly. If not, tough. Give us a problem and we'll drag your ass off the plane. This will beat you so badly you'll be using your own face as a flotation device. United Airlines. You.
That's pretty good. I think that was a Jimmy Kimmel bit.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel did one of it. Yeah, so that's probably it.
Breaking: United Airlines set to hire Darth Vader for airline security. This is not the seat you're looking for, little Obi-Wan. Lots of Star Wars humor.
This is brilliant. This is like what the internet and modern technology like allows us to. This is like how we can fight against the man that I'm so pissed off against. It's like just the truth of the situation. Like when things go down, now that everybody has a fucking camera, it's like you just film like the cops beating people up, and it's like the comedy writes itself.
Wow, here's one. United, where we treat you like a king. Rodney King. That's good.
Our in-flight meal is a knuckle sandwich.
United Airlines. So there's a picture of Sean Spicer, the president's press secretary. It says United Airlines offering free Pepsi on all nonstop flights to Auschwitz.
Did you see that they're calling concentration camps like Holocaust centers?
Holocaust centers?
Yeah.
That sounds better than it is.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. So Holocaust Center, if you didn't know better, sounds something like something a lot better. It's like when people say, like if someone were to tell you they were like waterboarding at Guantanamo Bay, that sounds like a sweet summer vacation, actually.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I was totally waterboarding all, you know, at Guantanamo Bay. Like, that sounds awesome. How much did that cost? What's the round trip ticket for that?
I don't have the abs for that, but I'll try it.
Exactly.
Got pitted, man. Yeah. Totally pitted in Guantanamo Bay.
Like, it sounds, one of those things that sounds better than it is. So, yeah. At the Holocaust Center. Yeah,
it sounds like
fun.
A place you'd come back with something you'd put on your fridge.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, well. Yeah. So many jokes.
That Madonna song. Holocaust. Celebrate. We can all stop and celebrate.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'll be home for the Holocaust.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Brie, did we mention there's no FCC on our podcast?
Okay.
You can say whatever you want.
All right. Is there any
you
other...
You just can't run for office ever.
No.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. Sorry.
That's it. No, that's all right. Okay. I think I'm good for tonight. You guys good?
Yeah.
Brie, good? You got anything
else?
Yeah,
this has been great.
Okay.
Thank you. I love it.
It's an eye-opening, right?
No, oh. Yeah, not at all, but yeah, so much.
She's like, it was great right up until the end when I realized I couldn't share this with anybody.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, now we've come to the end of the show, and this is almost the end. This is the part of the show where because... we make a lot of jokes and we say a lot of things and inappropriate things and it, you know. So this is the part of the show where we end always by, well, let's see what's happening now.
We just always have so many nice things to say at the end of the show that we decided that's how we should end it for now.
Yeah, we end the show by saying nice things about each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nice, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. I will I'll start. Traz?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for dressing like a character from the Indiana Jones director's cut.
You're welcome.
You are truly an individual, and I like that about you. You are truly you.
Thank
unabashedly,
you.
Unashamedly. And I appreciate your uniqueness and your individuality, truly.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a really good compliment, really.
Brianna, thank you for coming on the show. I love what you're doing. I love the art you're bringing to Spokane and the things you're putting together. I think they're great. I think Spokane needs it. And I hope it's a great success. I love that. I love people with any kind of drive. They're trying to do something better. It's
thank
an awesome
you.
Thing.
I appreciate
so.
That a lot. Thank you.
Jessica, thank you for sharing your closet with me and our wardrobe. No, thank you for filling in the last couple episodes. You're great. You know, I love you. You're one of the funniest people I know. And I'm always happy when you can be here.
Yeah, so. I like being here.
All right. Traz, you want to?
Yeah, yeah. Brie, thank you so much. What you're doing for Spokane is exciting and interesting and different, and I love watching Spokane progress in the artistic endeavors, and there's so many different artistic endeavors that there's a different role for everybody to fill, and I feel like you're killing yours, and the community's behind you and supports you, so just keep doing that, and I'm excited to go to your show on Tuesday.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Oh, your work is beautiful. I scoped out your Facebook.
Thank
like,
you.
I love it. It's really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll keep it up.
Jessica, you are awesome and hilarious. You make me feel really comfortable, which sounds kind of weird, but it's a good compliment.
As he's taking his pants off right now.
Hanging out with you last night was, it was pleasant. It was cool. Like, you have like super solid maternal advice, I feel like, which is nice.
Yeah.
Despite only having one ovary, like your mom sense is strong. yeah. So I can't wait to hang out again. I think it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
I assume that we get to hang out.
Totally.
All right.
Well, we're gonna go to the observatory
yeah,
and tell
observatory.
Jokes after this if you wanna come.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Nice. Deez, thanks for inviting me out after this.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I like. You always don't exclude me. You invite me out every Monday, which is really cool. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to meet all the cool people that you bring on the show, and you're a professional.
Do what I can. Yeah. Professional telling dick jokes. Thank you, sir.
It's something, man.
Thank you. Yeah, everyone's got to have a niche.
Okay, I'll go.
All right.
Deese, thanks for doing our laundry.
You're welcome.
Because we share a closet. Yep. But I mean, Obs, I like hanging out with you. You're cool. Traz, same thing. Thank you for wearing a leather duster today.
Yeah.
And like coming over with a machete. Like, that really made me laugh.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're just doing what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I was able to find a duster in 2016.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah, that's kind of a solid use of a time machine, but it's cool.
Right.
And then Brianna, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh my god, it's awesome to see like people doing different things in the local scene, like especially artsy things. And so I really enjoy that. I like what you're doing.
Thank you.
I mean, just keep doing it, like put stuff together and I'll go to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Which brings me into you. You're great.
Oh, thanks.
I love your voice and I love your aura, and I think that you're a really positive person to be around. I love being around women like that.
Awesome.
You know, sometimes we get around women and they're not so nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's even just, you can't even say hi.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I appreciate you, sir, Mr. D, for the dick jokes. Of course, somebody's got to do it, like
yeah,
we
right?
said.
Yeah.
But just finding humor and that kind of stuff and doing stuff like this and having me here, that's so wonderful. I, like I said, didn't think it was going to be like this, and I've felt so welcomed and inspired to continue.
Yeah. Come back anytime.
Yeah,
please.
Thank you. Sir with the duster. Again, you two bringing me here, just your kindness. And, you know, when I first met you with Chris, you were so like, what's going on? What are you doing? And like, that just provoked me even more to be like, oh my gosh, this, you know, people are so kind and you're so helpful and letting me into your house too. And we came over to get the artwork from Chris. And
yeah.
I just wish you a lot of success on your journeys with, you know, your own art that you're doing.
Thank you.
And traveling with Mr. Chris.
Right on. Yeah. That's a dream come true.
So thank you guys for having me.
And shout out to Chris. I don't know if we talked about him, but he's going to be an artist performing.
Projecting his art on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, he does great stuff.
Got one of his pieces back there.
Yeah, see? He's everywhere.
He's been on the show.
Yep, he's a good person.
He's a great, yeah,
I've
great
known
guy.
Him since high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We had him on the show about a month ago or so, maybe longer, maybe 2 months ago. But yeah, great guy. Gave me some art. Love it. He was great, great stuff, too. So.
Go titty art.
Yeah, go titty art.
Yeah, titty art.
So, all right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Everyone feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I like that. All right. So, guys, again, check out Brianna's show on April 25th at the PIN. That's 412 West Sprague Avenue. It's 7 p.m. There's going to be art. There's going to be ladies. There's going to be fashion. There's going to be food. There's going to be people under 18, so don't get too drunk. And write songs about it.
Shout out to next week's episode.
Right. We talked about some songs there. Anyway. we'll get into that again. Check out the event and follow our page, Babs. That's Babs with a Z, Boyce Designs, and check out, keep updated on what she's got going on. She's a mover and shaker, lots of good things happening for her, and good things are going to be happening in Spokane. So, all right, guys, anything else?
Thank you, everyone.
All right, so for the social hour, I am Deese, and for Jessica, Traz, and Brianna, thank you very much.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
All right, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Uber drivers, Indiana Jones villains, ISIS, Post Cereal, Frosted Flakes, Simon Pegg, the Holocaust, and Guantanamo Bay. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. This is why I got out of ISIS in the first place. Thank you.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!